Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. I'm sure you've noticed I've been focused on limericks lately, more limericks than Radio Lee. You have to go where the spirit moves you. There's no doubt about that. But feeling rather exhausted with the impending inauguration tomorrow in the United States, I decided to lay back for one evening and I watched a movie, Cold Mountain. And in it, if you know the film or the book, there's a woman who's been basically finished, meaning she's been trained to do everything but survive. So when Civil War breaks out and she is stuck on the mountain, alone on the land, without any men around, she suddenly has to dig down and learn how to survive. And she learns how to do that by another woman who enters the picture and teaches her. And that reminded me of a woman that I knew many years ago. She died in 1995. I think she was almost 98 when she died. And she used to tell me stories, many stories. She was a wonderful, beloved elder. But she attended finishing school, and like our little heroine in Cold Mountain, she also was a minister's daughter. She was also very capable. She was a farm woman. But I always remember this story of hers, of having to go to finishing school, what they called finishing school, to learn how to set the table and fold napkins and take care of the home and the husband and watch when a cup of coffee needs refilling. And as our president elect goes to be inaugurated tomorrow, January 20th, 2017, there will be women on buses traveling to Washington, D.C., and there will be women gathering in cities throughout the United States in solidarity with all the women who will arrive in Washington, D.C. on January 21st to protest many of the things the president-elect stands for that are denigrating to women, that are harmful to women, things that take away their personhood. But I would like to say, as I said to a friend the other day, the hive is alive. The hive is alive. And I hope that we are finally approaching that point in time where we are truly reclaiming ourselves as we are capable, not having to be finished in any way, capable. So I'm going to leave you today with a song that's really a woman's song, a folk song. It comes out of the blues and jazz tradition. And it's a song about a woman, a prostitute, who wants to leave the life of prostitution. So it is not a song about a man who wants to stop visiting brothels. So I'm going to leave you with that, knowing that the road has been long for women, but we continue to turn every single corner that needs to be turned. And that is something to be joyful about. That is something to celebrate. And no man, no president is going to ever be able to take that away. So for all the sisters out there, because we are all sisters, mitochondrial DNA brings us all back to that first mother out of Africa. It's in our blood. We all have it. We share it. So, for all my sisters out there, a song from New Orleans. I thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.
I'd have been at home today, but being so young and foolish, poor girl, let a gambler lead me is a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he said a satisfied is when he's on a truck. Go tell my baby sister. Thank you.